Yes, it was. And obviously, Gavin and the lads are very pleased to finish with a final victory to mark the end of the season. One of the pleasing things about it was that it was a very close contest and the lads fought all the way to the end and really showed what they're made of and battled against what is a good, strong side down at Clifton. And to win away is always very very pleasing and more difficult anyway. And lesser sides would have folded at the end, but they managed to stand up to the pressure. So it was very good to show what augurs well for next season and shows what spirit there is in the team.
It must have been an emotional one for Gavin as well, I imagine.
Oh, indeed, yes. I mean, after 6 years at the club and been through many highs, a few lows as well, and challenges, and clearly he feels like he's learnt a lot and obviously excited about moving on to new challenges and a level up. But at the same time, he's said to all of us that he values his time with us and has very fond memories of it and cherishes the time he spent. So one of those kind of bittersweet moments, I guess.
We spoke to Terry Sands last week, who pointed out that you weren't short of candidates for to take on the head coach role, which is obviously very encouraging and a great sign of how far the club has come in recent years. John Clark, he's obviously tipped John Clark to do well. What are your thoughts now that John Clark's in the door?
I think he's going to be a terrific addition to the team with his recent Premiership experience, many years with Saints. He knows what it's like right at the top of the game. He's got a lot of experience with different coaches, and the important thing is that it's recent experience, so he can bring the latest thinking to Burris and Edmonds and show us how we should be delivering the side, training, the approach, the whole attitude that we need to be performing at the top level. And I think that he will really kind of take what Gavin has already built and take it to the next level.
It's a really, really exciting time for the rugby club as well. And just thinking back to the final home game of the season, when obviously you had the celebration of 10 years of sponsorship from Frames Conservatories Direct. I guess days like that, and although results-wise, you'd have probably liked a few more wins this season, when you have days like that and when you see the amount of options you have in terms of a new head coach, you must be very, very proud as to how far the club has come.
Yeah, it's a huge credit to all the people and volunteers who work so hard. We've moved the club forward fantastically over the last 10 years, and that's shown by the level of support that we get on days like that last home game, and the whole town gets behind it. And one of the things that John Clark has said is that once he's got into the club, he realises what a special club it is in terms of the atmosphere. And we're a real town-based club, unlike some of the sort of London and divisional sides. And that creates a real good atmosphere, a real positive vibration, vibes around the sides. And it really energises not only the players, but the coaching staff as well. It's a bit like when football coaches go into big clubs, that they say, well, it's a big club, and John has said it feels like that to him at Bury, and we've got other plans as well. Terry Sands is already working on providing somebody else to be a mentor to John, so we've got another announcement we're hoping either next week or the week after about another high profile name that we'll be adding to the coaching team. So people don't come to the club of the calibre we're talking about unless they can see there's a lot of potential there and that we're doing a lot of things well.
Well, that's excellent news, and we look forward to that announcement. In the meantime, this coming Sunday, it's your Rugby Sevens event, which is growing year on year. And just tell us what's in store this coming weekend.
Yes, it's a massive event, Graham. It's really taken off, and for the first time, we're now part of what's called the Super Sevens series. That the RFU have backed a new national tournament. There are four venues around the country, including places like Worcester, Bath, and Burris and Edmonds adding to that list. And it shows the level of not only playing standard that we've achieved at the Bury Sevens, but also the level of organisation and support that the teams get, and they're all looking forward to it. But this year, as a result of that, the standard of play will be even higher. We've got many internationals, former internationals, and guest sides like Northampton Saints coming along again. They always like to come and bring a good side and try and see if they can pip some of the seven specialists. But with sides like coming from Jamaica, France, as well as England sides, Ireland, having England and Ireland sending sides to a tournament in Burson Edmonds is a real feather in our cap, and shows how these teams view the standard of rugby at the tournament. So yes, be very fast, very thrilling, and we're looking for a fantastic day.
Yeah, really, it really is outstanding, the calibre of the teams that you manage to attract to the Haberden year on year for the Rugby Sevens. And I just think of some of the youngsters at the club and the youngsters from other clubs who come along to the Haberden on the day in recent years. I know he wasn't competing a year or so ago, but Billy Vunipola's been there, and seeing the likes of him and seeing the guys that are taking part in the competition as well, it's fantastic for them.
Yes, guys like Billy, and we've also had recently Courtney Laws. Before that, Dylan Hartley. So, we do attract some top names to come and help us advertise the day and go around and meet the teams. This year, I know some of the coaches we've got are very high profile. We've got Peter Stringer, former England scrum half, coaching one of the sides. We've also got Joe Lydon, who huge name, involved heavily now with Ireland. And also Kevin Maggs, about 50 caps for Ireland. He's involved with coaching one of the sides. So just goes to show the standard of experience and player that we've got. And you won't find a better way to spend a Sunday afternoon in East Anglia this summer, I don't believe.
And it's a full day as well. What time do things get underway, Mike?
Gates open at 9:30. First games kick off at 9:40, because we've also got our open competition, which is for development sides and some of the local clubs to put sides in. Bury Snedmans, we've got our Bury Barbarian side in the open competition, so it has to start quite early. It's not just about the rugby. We've got a lot of facilities for youngsters. We've got things like helicopters and military vehicles. We've got bouncy castles, archery, climbing walls. So, it's a day for the whole family, and with plenty of food and beverage available, a small beer festival for the gents who want to sample some local ales. We're trying to cater for everybody and offer lots of different options. And we're expecting, last year I think we had about 3,000. We're expecting a few more on the day. So get there early, because there will be a lot of people looking forward to a great day out. And another point I'd like to add, it's good for the local economy. If you're out and about in Bury St Edmunds this evening, we've got four of the sides, including England and Ireland, are staying locally, and we've booked them into some of the local fast food restaurants. So have a wander around. It's going to boost the local economy, having top-class rugby players supporting the restaurants and pubs of Bury St Edmunds. So you never know what you might find if you're bumping out for a beer on a Saturday night.
Take your autograph book.
Indeed, yes. Yes. So, it should be a great day. We're really looking forward to it. And I know there's a lot of guys down there at the club at the moment helping to set up.